Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Technical difficulties, but we are all back on live now. So yeah, good evening, my people. Welcome back. My name is Sheyi Oluwasegun Azuzo, your favorite therapist, your number one therapist, the only one that you know of, actually. Yeah. So yeah, it's another episode on Posh Pit Couch. How should they be? You know, it's one of the things I always ask everyone every time on the show here, that how are you? How are you feeling today? How should they be? And you know, that's a legit question. And you know, actually, I care when I ask you that question, because I actually want to know how you're feeling. And you know, I'm reachable. You can reach out to me if you need to discuss anything or anything that you're feeling or you want to talk about. So last week on the show, we had a guest, Fatima, and we spoke about single parenting, the struggling and the striving. And that was a beautiful episode. I've got a lot of feedback on how people actually love the show, and they actually want me to do another one. So I've said I will do another one. And this time around, I'm going to do a male version and then another female version, so we can get a balance from both angles, because single parenting is actually a thing in this country. I mean, as a whole world, but especially in UK. And Fatima told us last week that the government is one of the support systems that allow people to actually be able to dive in into that kind of lifestyle. And she told us the struggle that she went through being a single mom, and also how she was able to overcome that and have a career as a lawyer. So which means whatever situation you find yourself, you can still thrive as long as you're determined and you actually want to make things work. So that was the show last week. And today I have a herbal, a very experienced IT expert, AI cloud, AI actually, AI and cloud expert. Let me use that word. And we're going to be talking about AI. We're going to be talking about technology. And we want to see, is it helping us or is it replacing us? Is it helping us to cut down the stress of what we... Because we all know we all have burnt out. We all get stressed going to work every day. So what are the tools or how can AI help us to actually be more strategic? How it can help us to be more to cut down our loads and help us in some certain ways? So that's not my expertise, but I have someone that will be dealing with that today, and she's going to tell us the advantage and also maybe the disadvantage, because I know there's always a value in everything. So it's going to tell us the advantage and disadvantage of AI and also the mental health part of AI. You know, like I said, burnout is one of the most things that people complain about when it comes to working. So yeah, so I'm going to be walking us through this. So before that, as usual, we're going to go on our first break. I'm going to play you a song by Omale. It's called So So. And when I'm back, we dive straight into the show. I'll see you in a sec. Saying earlier, it's Posh Beach Couch is episode 8 today, season 2. So, and the sponsor for today is Peppermint Urban and Lounge Cafe. It's in Chittermill. We actually had a function last weekend. A few people actually saw me there. And there's some other function also coming up There was one on Saturday and Sunday, 20th and 21st of December, which is this month in 3 weeks' time. There will be a brunch. So, Peppermint is a place where you can actually go to work because it has a working space. So, it's open from the morning all the way till evening. During the day, people can go for their coffee, you can go to work, you can do some other things. And evening, it's a lounge where you can have your shisha, you can have your drink, you can have your food. And they do private events, they have a private dining, restaurant and stuff. So it's actually a very beautiful place. The aesthetics is on point. So I recommend you guys actually check Peppermint out, and they are the sponsor of today's show. Right, let's dive in into today's show. So I have next to me my very good friend, DG Awolesi. Good evening, DG.
Yeah, good evening, brother. How are you doing?
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. Busy day, but you know, I just had to be able to stand up for you because, you know, normally at this time, I'll probably be resting, but
thank you very much.
Call out and then I
really, really appreciate you taking your time out to be on the show today because I know you tech people are always very busy.
Sometimes it's busy, sometimes it's not, but yeah.
Right. So please tell us, I know you a little bit, but I want to know you more. So tell us a bit about yourself and then we can pick it from there.
So I'm Adedeji Awolesi. I'm a cloud and AI consultant. I do a lot of infrastructures for most of all these companies that have application on the cloud. I do a lot of automation, AI, networking, security and stuff like just to make sure that, you know, the application is reliable and, you know, it's scalable and people can have access to it and at any point in time. So I deal with a lot of customers, a lot of, you know, clients and stuff like that. So yeah, that's just a bit about me. And professionally now, I can say I'm just there. I hate IP myself, but you know. But yeah, I'm just the.
I know you've been on a few or many conferences. I've seen you going to Texas to do a talk show. I mean, it's like a TED talk, something like that.
Yeah. So
how does that feel? I mean, you've actually gone really far in your career.
Yeah. So I think apart from, you know, doing what you love to do, you still need to be able to create like an online presence. You know, creating a brand for yourself, and that's one of the things I do. So I go, maybe because of my experience and my expertise, I go on tech events and I speak. So I speak in America, I speak in Nigeria. I just came back from Ghana. So I go to different, you know, any tech events. You know, they invite me to come and speak on new technologies. And Microsoft have been able to recognize what I do, and they've been able to certify me as a MVP, so I speak a lot about Microsoft products. So yeah, I'm just everywhere, just preaching the tech gospel.
Nice. So that's a good place to start for me. So as a busy person, how do you deal with burnout? Because you just came back from a trip, you're working, you have a family. How do you balance things? How do you balance life?
Yeah. So I think with the new advent of AI now, it's made life, I won't say super easy, but it's make it a bit easier. You know, previously, before, there are lots of stuff to do. For example, apart from my normal BAU for work, you know, if you need to go for a conference, you need to think about the topic, you need to do your research, you need to, you know, do your presentation slides. If you need to do a demo, you need to work on your demo. If you need to write some script, you know, those are the things that cause burnout. I remember years ago when I started around this time, you know, I'm tired, I'm having a headache, I just want to sleep. But with the advent of AI now, it has made things super easy for me. All I just need to do is create, like we call some things prompt, you know, having the ability to be able to generate a correct prompt for your AI. AI is just like a tool. So if you can create, and that's where the future is going now, there'll be roles that will be like prompt engineering. If you can write a good prompt and put it to an AI tool, it will generate most of the stuff for you. So I have some AI tools that I use and some that I've developed that I just give it a prompt. If I want to talk about, for example, cybersecurity at a tech event, I just need to tell it that, oh, this is what I want to talk about. Can you generate, you know, presentation slides for me? And before you know it, within what will take me maybe 2 or 3 hours, within 5 minutes, it has already done it. All I just need to do is look at what it has generated. Does it align with what I really want to talk about? Do I want to add? So it has really helped, you know, reducing the stress. And one of the things I want people to know, that AI is just a tool. it will help, you know.
Ease that's actually where I'm coming from. That's actually my next question, because I feel like people think AI is just a ghost that appear from nowhere. But I try to let people know that AI is created by human beings.
Definitely.
There's a human being behind AI. Yeah. So tell us a bit, because I feel like people are not too, they just feel like this AI, what is AI?
Okay.
What is AI? Tell us.
So it's just, okay, the way I will say it, and I want to come a bit, I'm not going to go super technical.
Yes, because let's just come a bit low. Yeah.
It's just about creating systems that can think like human beings. Right. You know, that's just the basic thing. Like, you know, you create a tool that can
create a tool that can work like human being.
Yeah, that can think and work like a human being. So, yeah, that's just the basic thing about it. And it's been there for a long time now, but now it's evolving and people are beginning to accept it and incorporate it into their daily life. So, yeah, that's just what it is.
That's beautiful. I love that. I love that definition, because people ask me that, AI is going to take our job, like it's some ghost that's coming from nowhere. But I'm trying to, Ebona, you just need to educate yourself.
Yeah.
You need to get better in what you do, that know that technology is the next step, because there's some jobs that AI cannot do. They are physical jobs.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's only the things online, the virtual things and the things, those are the things that technology, that's what AI will do. So that will take me to the next question.
Yep.
What kind of job can people actually get through AI?
As I said, now new jobs are popping up now. There's what we call prompt engineering, which is just an ability to be able to create good prompts for you. As I said, AI is just a tool. It's what you give to it that it will give back to you. Mm. So people are now learning now, or you know, jobs are now evolving. Now we've got like AI engineers are coming up, you know, people that are actually building the models. We've got machine learning coming up that people are really, you know, working on top. We've got the ethics sides of AI too, because building an AI too, you need to make sure that, you know, governance and so policies and is ethical, is, you know, is understanding, is you know, all those. So there are AI ethical analysts coming up now, you know. So there are lots of jobs in which AI is going to evolve and create for us. So it's not, when you think about it, taking some jobs, I don't think it will just enable and create more roles in the future.
So does AI actually improve our well-being? Because I've heard people say it improves well-being. Does it actually improve it, or is it just a marketing tool?
No.
Marketing, you know, paparazzi.
Yeah, you can only paparazzi. It actually, you know, improves your well-being. Let me give an example. You know, let's say I've got to meet with, I need to jump on different meetings like that. Right. You know, you have to be in meetings, and then after the meetings, you need to write, you know, a detailed report of the meetings to submit it. That could take some analyst or some people days or hours, but with some AI tools now that they've incorporated into meetings, like, you know, Teams and all those kind of stuff, it can summarize the meeting for you. So you just need to, you might not even join the meeting, you might tell the tool to join the meeting. It will listen to all the conversation. It will come up with the point of it, and then if you need it to now generate a report for you, it will also do that for you. So see the stress of, you know, you going through, you know, 3-4 hours to be able to do that. And an AI tool will do that for you.
That helps
to, you know, in well being. Yeah.
So AI can actually do all your meetings for you while you're not available.
Yeah, then. There are lots of AI tools that can, you know, it will join the meeting, it will give you a report, it will send you an email and tell you everything everybody spoke about. And if you want it to summarize and be like, okay, this is it. Too much. Can you just give me like 5 or 6 points? What are the next action point? Did they assign anything to me?
Do you now think that makes people more lazy doing their job?
Yeah, as you said, mental, it helps with the mental, you know, it gives you the ability to be able to focus on the most important thing,
like priority.
Yeah, your most important things. Now you can think about the strategy, you can think about, you know, work, you can think about communication, you know, instead of you just being more technical or trying to, you know, you can think of the right things to focus on.
So at the moment, what are the basic tools that are most important that people are using in AI at the moment?
Okay, yeah, so I know everybody knows about ChatGPT, you know, LLMs, just to, you know, create, you know, just ask it anything and it gives you. So people use that. You know, we've got Copilot, I think Microsoft, that can summarize reports for you now. So let's say we've got like loads of documentations to read, which I still even had a chat with someone today and I sent him a lot of stuff and he said, yeah, am I going to read these 5-10 pages? I just said, just feed it to AI and tell it to tell you the points. Yeah, and it will just give you, if you want 10 points, it will, you know, so it helps in summarizing reports. Now, companies are even building AI tools. I was working with one, I won't mention the name of the hospital,
okay.
But where, you know, it does like the first line when you call your GP, instead of you speaking to, you know, the attendant to book appointment, you'll be speaking to an AI bot, but you won't know, you know, so that kind of stuff, and it will be able to book your appointment, you know, tell you if your result or stuff. So there are lots of stuff that now companies are now using it, you know, improving on it to be able to just make, you know, life easy for us, and so that we won't be stressed and be able to focus on the more important things.
Right. This is interesting. So now let me talk about the psychology part of it, because especially when it comes to job security. Mm. So why are people scared that AI is going to take their jobs?
Okay. Yeah, I think because of the power that people are seeing in it, right, everyone is just kind of scared. And I'll give you my own. I always use myself an example.
Right.
Let's say few months or years ago, I used to be like the whiz. And when I say whiz, like, you know, whiz, like if there's an issue at work, or maybe they're writing a program, or there's an error, or there's anything like that, you know, my manager or, you know, my peers would just be like, don't worry, when Ade comes in, he's going to sort everything. So I was, you know, very, very important, you know, when bonuses are meant to be paid, you can negotiate bonuses, you can negotiate salary and be like, you know, I'm the go-to guy, you should be able to help me and stuff. So I'm just like the whiz. But now with AI, what I've now seen that's been happening right now is that when there's an issue, they just copy the error. Instead of them to wait for me, maybe to come in, they'll just paste it into like all these LLMs and stuff like that. I need to tell them what the problem is. I need to tell them how to resolve it. So I've now seen that even my influencer at work is reducing. So now even if it comes to bonus cycle, you can't make, you know, you want to make, yeah. So, but I see it as it's allowing me now that people are not buzzing me all the time. I can focus on my work. I can be creative to think of something else. I can think of, you know, mentoring other people. I can, you know, just shift my attention to something else. Instead of this guy is disturbing me, this one is saying I should come and do. I'll just, so most times now, even when people buzz me up or send me messages on Snap or LinkedIn, oh, they are running into this problem they need, I'll just, my first question, have you tried using an AI? If you have not done it, go and do it first, and if you don't understand, then bring it to me and I can play. That's how people should see it. Not like, oh, it's gonna take your job. You just need to keep upskilling yourself, try and see aspects in which, if your job is like repetitive work, like you do the same thing every day, yeah, you might be like, yeah, an AI will be able to do that. But if it's like, it's not the same thing all the time, and again, most of all these things, AI is a tool, it won't have empathy, it can't communicate emotions, those kind of stuff, you can't do that. So you have to look at it from that angle, but it's just an enabler. If you know how to use that tool well, you even be good with it, with your job. People will be like, okay, when we ask this guy, you know, he knows how to write good prompts to be able to resolve the solution. So, yeah, I just feel like people are just scared, but they need to look at it from an upskilling part.
Because me as a person, the challenging part for me also, and also the good side is, when I was introduced to teletherapy, we call it in therapy, and then the next thing they brought out AI that can actually do therapy with people, where you speak to do your online therapist, which is AI, and then they talk to you, they give you feedback, how you're feeling, but then you realize that there's no emotion, there's no empathy, there's nothing. This, you're just telling this, you're just feeling, letting what you feel to this thing that you don't know of, and then it's just giving you a suggestion as a solution.
Yeah.
But when you come to me, if I've upskilled myself and I know exactly what I'm doing, when you talk to me, it's different thing, because I can see your body language.
Yeah.
I can see you're twitching. I can see that you're anxious.
Yeah.
But definitely, you have to tell AI that I'm anxious.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, when you're with me, you don't have to tell me, because I will see that.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not actually replacing
jobs. It's only actually making it better.
Yeah.
In some. But we're still going to talk about this overall, because everything in life has the pros and cons.
Yeah. Definitely.
So we're going to talk about the cons of how people have tried the, the other side that. Not because of AI, but because the way people have used it.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into that after the break. So I'm going to go on a short break right now for this session. And the song we'll be listening to is actually a song by my friend. It's a new song that just dropped. So I want you guys to actually listen to this song. The song is the person that sang this song is called Saddam Opi. And it's one of my friends that we work together. And the title of the song is One Day, Saddam OP, One Day. And that is the song we're going to be listening to right now. And I'll be back in a sec.
Make I run my wrist and sell it to your diamonds. And I got here and I are everywhere in Apple. And I'll be some for my money, but she might be a girl. But I am here, I'm a shit, put a
boy. Hustle every day, I did my lane, they run my wrist. I'm well up where OT, I'm my year, and I did pray. One fair moon, you shook and moved it down, no be to be. If you know if you ginger me, that will not dumb my flow. Would you rather let him out of there? No go hide me on my payday. No. I do some stuff, I bet I don't play. And if you play, you let the hard way. Bully complete, Wasari, Mary, my sherry, get it on to play, I better get it. If you loyal to your hustle, you go make out one day.
I know one day you go set.
I never knew this day was still gonna come. I put in all my best though and then it gave it up. During 17 story, your Lord won't pull me up. Therefore, I go my body, your monkey nigga tipo. So many prophecies, them bees are bondage. So many motherfuckers, we don't take advantage. I just want the lucky on my lane. Make I run my race to 70 or 90.
Make I run my race to 70 or 90. Yeah. And I got here and I am everywhere in Apple. And I be some for my mommy, but she might be a girl.
Yeah.
Or I am here, I'm a shit.
I'm a shit. Welcome back, people. It's your boy Shay Oluwasego Poshpi, and it's we're on Poshpi Couch. And for people that are joining us for the first time, this is a safe space where I bring people to talk about how they are feeling. I talk about everything and anything. It's a therapy on the street, so you cannot miss it. You can express yourself. We gist. We talk about what's trending. We do also a segment called Rant of the Day. And on Rant of the Day, that's where you tell me how you're feeling. Whoever has pissed you off during the week. I remember one of the Rant of the Day was one lady said she came from Nigeria to UK and then she bought a drink and people were taking her drink. And she was like, I bought this drink. Why are people drinking my drink? I was like, well, it's the culture in UK that if someone buys a drink, everybody drinks it. So, and she was angry about that, but I had to let her know that it's not, they don't mean it in a bad way. So we do that segment, which is Rant of the Day. And today I've been joined on the couch with my friend Deji, and we're talking about AI, if it's replacing us or if it's helping us. And so far, so good now. Deji has made us understand that AI is actually a very good tool that is helping us to get better in everything that we do in life. AI is not technically replacing us, it's actually enhancing us. But having said that, I'm going to dive into the other side of AI that I know, and I'm going to start with a very sensitive topic, Deji. So we've heard of AI where some kids have actually gone on AI and asked, because they see it as a friend.
Yeah.
And they ask questions, they talk about different things, and he actually asked AI how to commit a suicide.
Yeah.
And AI actually gave him those step by step and actually carried out the step. Okay. So what do you think is this? How can we manage this type of scenario in AI?
Yeah, so that's a bit one of the main things that we're currently working on, and we call it the ethical AI. So we're building lots of foundations, and we call it like the red team, where we block responses that these AI tools are going to give. And it depends on the AI tool that you are using. I'm sure ChatGPT, for example, would have enabled that based on the scenario that is happening. But when we build applications or AI applications, we have like governances and stuff that we put into place that checks on the explicity of, you know, the responses is going to give to customers. So I think that was the early stages. I'm sure most of the reputable AI applications would always come back to tell you like, nah, I can't give a response response to this. And apart from that too, there are things that we call jailbreaks too. So there are some people that are smart enough that would twist, because it's an AI tool, they'll find a way to jailbreak into the system that the response is meant to give. It will not give it a, you could tell it like, okay, I know this is the response you give to me, but I don't want this response, you know. So we're also working on, you know, enabling that and tightening that or that that up to. We've got throttling to where we've got some hackers, you know, they want to incorporate and get into your AI system so that it can, you know, manipulate and stuff like that. So we're working on that. We've got the Microsoft, for example, have got a very, very strong stuff, and they are now working with OpenAI. So most of all the models coming up with Grok, with Gemini, Perplexity, all these AI apps, you know, we are tightening most of the stuff now, and I do a lot of projects with that now, and I don't think that will
That's a very good one, because what I realized that kids these days, the AI is their best friend.
Yeah,
they rather talk to AI than talk to their parents.
Yeah,
and what do you think we can do to bridge the gap of kids not wanting to open up to their parents or their friends, where they rather, you know, kids spend most of their time on laptop, on computer, on iPad, tablets as a whole. So what can we do to actually get a balance where they can obviously learn how to use it and also still interact to have some emotions with people?
I think the thing here is education. So you need to find a way to always make sure that you educate you need to find ways to be able to educate your kids, and also, you know, monitor them. I said this conversation with someone some few hours ago. Right. Monitor all the activities in which they are doing online, and, you know, try and, yeah, you want to encourage them to use all these AI tools, but you need to be able to put some, you know, barriers in place to for them to. But in as much as you just need to be there with them, speak with them, ask them the kind of stuff that is going through, allow them to use it, but also put some restrictions to it too. That's the best way to use.
Yeah, that's what I also advise, because I feel like a lot of time we parents, because of the way we work and the way we actually get tired, we see laptop or tablet as a means to get away from the kids.
Yeah,
and you just give it to them, like, go and do your thing, go, and then it's now creating a gap.
Yeah,
between the kids and their family and their parents. So I feel like we need to make more efforts to actually spend time with them, and probably have a time restraint of when they can actually use their laptop, their tablets, and everything. So we can actually create that balance of time. And like we said, AI, so far we know it's helping us. Maybe if we schedule our life properly around AI,
so you have time for your kids.
Then we have time for our kids. I think that's one of the things we also need to start learning how to do.
Yeah.
But having said that, my question again now, back to what we're saying that being disadvantaged, what kind of job do you think AI will actually take off that people will not be able to do anymore?
Well, so these are like the three levels of stuff that the foundations of AI which we're working on. So there's one that we call like the AI and the AI and human. So you and just having an AI, so like with ChatGPT or Copilot, you know, it's just you and AI. Then we've gone to another second stage now, where you can have one human being with AI agents. So we call them agents now. So what this AI agent does is, you are able to tell them to do stuff for you. and then they just go and do it and then, you know, publish the result for you. The third level is where you have like agents doing all the old work and you just have human beings supervising that. And so, and different companies are, you know, moving from level one to level two, expanding on it and, you know, moving to level three. So some of the jobs in which I've seen is like, if you know your job is a rep, you do the same thing every day. Man, just know, like, I've been to places. The last time I was in, went to America, I saw where no reception is. You just go there, you speak to the AI, they built it you just speak to it and be like, I have an appointment, and it will confirm your name and tell you the room and, you know, and explain, you know, go on your right to the left, take the lift,
so
and everything.
Being a receptionist
now, I was like, you know, that's going, but being a receptionist now, you might start getting scared and be like, oh, this is going to get your job. It's just to let you know that now I need to open my eyes, you know, educate myself and then upskill myself so that I'll be able to take advantage of these tools and get better.
I saw the other day in a restaurant also that the AI actually served the customer.
Yeah,
they bring the robot. Yeah, they bring the food to the table. And do you think people that do waitress, do you think their job is also on the line?
I don't think so, because, you know, as I said, you know, you can have human and agent AI working together. You know, this robot will not say sorry to you if you pour drink on yourself.
Of course not.
Will not give you that cost. So if I want to tip now, okay, like America, that they build their culture on tipping. Will I tip robot? No, you still need human beings to help out. It will be there to, you know, help you out, but it can't do all the
work. And I think one of the, because I feel like most people around me actually do health work, and I always tell them, that's one thing that AI cannot replace, because AI will not change pad. AI will not go to hospital and stay at the bedside with the patient. Yeah. AI will not do some certain thing that a human being does, especially when it comes to physical stuff.
Yeah.
I know AI is building house now.
Yeah.
They have this technology that they set up, and even though it's controlled by a human being, but they don't have to lift the brick the way they lift brick and start mounting stuff. But like before, isn't it? That's right.
That's right. I think we are all still going to go back to those jobs that we are running from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, the people don't want to do manual labor.
In
a few years' time, we are all going to go there, because all these automated jobs that we all think we want to do, white collar jobs, and we have AI agents doing that. So that job that you don't want to go to the farm, you don't want to do clean
tailoring. Well.
You don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So people are still going to start leaning towards that, you know, back to the job. But it's just going to be a tool and an enabler for a more productive society.
Because I've just been sent that there's a restaurant in Japan, and they use a robot to serve all their food, and it's operated by disabled people. And I feel like that's actually a good thing, because that's creating a job for disabled people.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to, you know, as in, I feel like AI has actually done a lot of more good than bad the way people actually take it as.
Yeah.
But I think it's all about your education.
Yeah.
We all need to educate ourselves on, the world is always evolving. It's always, and one thing about human beings, we don't like change.
Yeah.
Including me. Mm-hmm. We all don't like change, because we get used to a certain thing, a certain life, and we just want it to be like that. Yeah. What is the comfort one? But I mean, comfortable one. But for you to step out, for you to achieve the next step of anything in life, you need to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I feel like AI is challenging us to actually step out of our comfort zone and move to the next level. And that's probably what we are all running from. And that's what we are actually being challenged by. You know, and I think it's also help with their loneliness, because these disabled people, they are by themselves. But now they have something to do. And I mean, that's actually a good thing.
Yeah, it's escaping some people's company too. Yeah, so why not? Why not?
Beautiful. Beautiful, right? I'm going to move to the future and AI now. Do you think AI will ever understand emotion?
Nah. As I said, it's just a tool. It can get to a point, not like understand, it can understand patterns, because AI is built on, you know, algorithms and patterns and trends. So it can, for example, I know people have some wristwatches that they wear that when your heart starts, it will it can understand your lifestyle, for example, and understand that, oh, let's say, for example, you've been to two or three consecutive meetings now, and they are long meetings. Mm-hmm. So it can just tell you like, oh, you've been to a long meeting now, you might have burnout, you know, mm-hmm. you need to take a rest. You need to rest or anything. Mm-hmm. Like. Yeah, it will just be able to understand human patterns, but I don't think it will be able to
understand how we feel, actually. Because and talking of this, I remember I watched a movie. I don't know if I can say that. And that movie actually was a robot movie. And in that movie, the robot actually doesn't have emotions, but it's pretending to have emotions. But at the end of the day, it doesn't have any.
Yeah.
But I feel like the people are. I mean, this technology is very. I think we're still in the early stage.
We are still in the early
stage. It's still going to go far and beyond of what we actually thought it is right now. So, which is why we need to keep learning and actually change with the change that's actually with us right now.
Yeah. And as I said, with prompting too. So, mm-hmm. you could also have like some AI tools where you would tell it to be like, okay, I want a super calm attitude today, or super calm voice or responses. Ooh. Or if you be like, oh, I want to send an angry email, I want a very harsh tone, mm-hmm. and it will give you a response. It doesn't like it's not like he understands what you mean, mm-hmm. but it can just understand, okay, you want harsh tone, Abby. But it's not like he can feel any emotions or anything. It will never do that.
Actually, that will lead me to the next question. Where do you see AI in the next 5 years?
Yeah. To be honest, I think in the next 5 years, apart from even next year, it's going to start thinking more like professors now. We are going to start seeing models that are thinking super smart. Even what you can't think of, it will start thinking like that. And I know people are already, you know, working on stuffs like that and developing that now. When you ask it to tell you something or explain something for you, it will explain it in a superficial way that you'll be like, wow, so you can reason like this. I think that's where it's going. Right. And it will start, you know, now that with the new agentic AI now, where you can start having agents to be able to do lots of stuff for you. I think, yeah, that's where the world is going now. So you have time for your, you know, for your mental health and other things that.
That's what I was going
to
say.
To be able to ease that.
What do you think the future of mental health is with AI?
I think with the future of mental health, what I would say is that never replace an AI tool for like a professional advice.
Mm.
If you've still got mental issues or mental stuff, seek professional help. The tool is just there to just talk to you based on what they've trained it to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still someone that has that human feeling that can still understand you. So seek help. When you know there's no help, you can speak to it or any of these mental health AI tools. Mm-hmm. They can just advise you, but seek professional help.
Oh, I love that. Thank you very much. Let me ask another question, which is, do you as a person believe in therapy? Or have you had one before?
Yeah, I think I hear people say, you know, therapy. I've not had any before.
Right.
And do I believe in it? To be honest, personal opinion, not at all. And I've not done it before. Mm-hmm. And I think I can deal with my own stress and my own life myself.
Okay. And so, how do you deal with your stress? Because let me rephrase that question.
Okay.
Because I feel like when I talk about therapy, I talk about talking therapy, which is what I do.
Okay.
But I feel like everybody have different way of coping mechanism when they feel burnout. So gym is a sort of therapy.
Yeah.
Dancing is a therapy.
Yeah.
There's yoga. Yeah. There's people do a lot of things. People call themselves shopaholic.
Yeah.
They go shopping. And some people start smoking, you know, things like that. That's what they see as their own safe haven. So when you go through your stress, how do you deal with it?
I think when I go through my kind of stress, I just want to chill with the boys, chill, drink, gist.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's how I tend to get myself back and then be able
that
to bounce
down.
Bounce back. It's not about telling them about your problems and but just chilling, having a conversation, drinking, playing games, just chilling in a chill out zone. Yeah,
that's good.
That's what works for me.
everybody have what works for them, like I say, and but because this show is also all about men mental health, which is what I'm very passionate about. And the other day I had four of my boys were here, and we talk about what men actually don't talk about when we are hanging out. I know it's a good thing. I mean, you and I have been out, we drink, we chill, we do, but there's some things that we actually go through personally,
yeah,
that we don't tell each other,
yeah,
that we're not vulnerable enough to share, yeah, with each other. And I feel like those kind of things, because what you need, I might have it,
yeah,
and what I need, you might have it,
yeah,
but because we don't talk about that part, we just drink and
we just okay.
Do you think women should actually talk more to each other and actually share each other's burden?
I think the thing about that is trust. If I don't, I just see you out, we just drink and just chill. Can I trust you enough to share, you know,
what I'm going through with?
Definitely so I not. Think that's one of the things that I see as one of the problems, you know. Do you actually trust? And again, with this society, what I've seen properly, let me just be honest with Manchester, your information is not safe with someone else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not. So that's why men tend not to speak out. But if you've got like a good close circle of friends that, you know, any information you give, it will stay within that circle, but we stay with people, will now, you know, tend to talk more and everything. I have guys that, you know, I speak my mind to, and you have some that, you know, even when you say it to them, you hear it from other parties too. So I think that's the issue with men. So far we can keep everything within ourselves, people will start talking to each other.
You've heard it. We still need each other.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like we spoke about AI today and the advantage and everything that it does for us, but that does not replace human.
Yeah.
It doesn't replace feelings.
Yeah.
It doesn't replace how we actually feel,
yeah,
and what we go through, because we are human beings before AI came. And AI is powered by human beings at the end of the day. So I'm going to ask one last question before we go into rant of the day, before we go. He said, what about people? Because this situation just came from online now. Okay. What about people who get attached emotionally to AI? How do we help them?
Okay, yeah. So I've got a couple of some people that, you know, if anything happens to them,
it becomes addiction.
Yeah, if anything happens to them, they speak to you, they wake up in the morning, they speak to you, they have this dream, they just speak to you. You need to understand that the responses that this AI tool is giving to you is just searching the internet. It's just searching and pulling responses from everywhere. It cannot replace having that human connection, having that friend or having that brother or that sister or, you know, opening up. So it's just see it as just a tool. It can never replace, you know, human connection at all. So don't see it as you're seeking advice or following it 100%, because, you know, it can give you wrong answers too.
I agree on that one. So people also use it to generate replies when cutting meats. How do we navigate that?
When cutting meat.
Yeah, like when do people want to go to relationship, they go on AI to ask questions of dating and stuff like that. Do you think AI is helping with that?
AI doesn't know this person. It's just what you tell it that is giving you a response for. So it will never give you an 100%. You still need to go on that date. You still need to ask that question. You still need to chill with this person, get to know them and stuff like that. AI will just, is what you tell it that it will give you a response on. Basically. So it can never be 100% correct.
AI will never replace human being.
Yeah, definitely.
I will tell you right and clear right now today that AI is not there to replace us. AI is there to actually help us, to enhance us, to take us to the next step of actually how we can manage our own life.
Yeah.
And that's what I know about AI as at right now. I don't know in the future if anything will come that we will not be able to handle. Hopefully not. But as at now, I think AI is a very good tool that we all need to learn to use, and it will take us to the next step of how we're going to manage our life. Wow, it's been a beautiful show, and I think this has been actually really, really interesting. Right, I'm going to go to rant of the day. So the first one I've got here on rant of the day is, I really don't understand this topic properly. Right, so it's about weather. So it's said, people during winter, they like relationship. He said, is it the weather that is making them do that, or are they actually genuine? Because now she's scared, because now the weather is cold and it's got a lot of men coming to her. But when it was sober, she didn't find anybody. Tell us.
I think summer should be the best time. You know, you are, you know, your skin is showing, you're going for, that's when guys should approach you more. Now when guys are meeting you, who can even see your face around 4 p.m. So yeah, around 4 when everywhere is dark, or you are covered up and everything. Yeah, weather could play a part, but I don't think that's the case. Fine, in back in Nigeria we don't have this cold weather now. People are promiscuous, so it's not because of that. If guys walk up to you, you make up your choice, but I don't think it's weather. The weather will always be there. Yep.
Well, I feel like my input to that is I think it's a gray area, because I feel like because of the cold, people feel like they need body heat with other person to actually go through this period. So I feel like, but I don't think it's a female thing or a male thing. I think it's both parties. It depends on how you can control yourself. So I feel like some people actually think, because if you see the statistics also, there's more kids that are made in winter than are made in summer. Apparently, in quotes. So I feel like people actually
that's not my area. I'm a born again Christian, so I don't do that. So,
people mate during winter more, because it's cold, but in summer, even though everybody's gallivanting in summer, but the heat is there. You're hot, so there's the chance of actually being intimate is less.
No, my response to that is people, boys now approaching her in winter. I feel like boys should approach you more in summer when they can see all the cleavages and, you know, everything. You should be more attracted.
You have a point.
And when you're covered up. So that's why I said I don't think it's the winter that's bringing the boys. Yeah.
That's a good point. Right, let me see if I have another rant of the day before we actually close for the day. Because I feel like I saw one earlier. 1 minute. No, I can't find any at the moment. So I feel like I'm gonna start rounding up the show, or else if anything comes out. So let me quickly talk about sponsor. Guys, I've been able to hold this show down for the past 3 months right now. So we need a sponsor. Last week's episode was sponsored by Peppermint. As I said to you guys, it's a very nice place, the chiller lounge, where you go, you relax, have your coffee, have your tea, have your food, do your private dining. It's actually very beautiful aesthetically. Also, you can also do your podcast there, because they have a session upstairs where you can actually go. There's a private place where you can take your camera, take some pictures, and then everything is beautiful. And in the evening, it's also a lounge where you can go for hookah. You can go there for drink, have your alcohol if you want to. So it's actually a very nice place. I've been there a few times, and I can tell you that it's actually a nice place to be.
Is Peppermint giving us something?
Oh yeah, they are the sponsor of this.
Yeah, so am I getting?
Oh,
that's what I mean. You know.
Oh well, I can ask.
You need to ask them. Right?
So when I have my guests, maybe our guests also should be getting some packages.
I'll be getting some packages. They just say, okay, come on Friday or Saturday, have a drink on the house.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like maybe that. I can be getting some percentage.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then
or
can,
percentage
yeah,
of
for my code. Can, okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, we look into that. So right. So guys, if you want to sponsor this show, it will be beautiful. Reach out to me on my email, hello@poshptherapy.co.uk. My website is poshptherapy.co.uk. My Instagram also is poshptherapist. My I've also poshp couch. I have Instagram. The TikTok is poshptherapy. And it's been a beautiful show today.
Please let me publicize myself too. You just did
1 minute. I'm still here.
Going to go there.
So to round up the show right now. So I'm glad. Did you want to have something to say? And Have you enjoyed the show, DJ?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's been nice. It's been good. Been engaging, and I'm sure people have been able to learn one or two things. Well, yeah, if you want to reach out to me too, you can look for me on LinkedIn, Adidija Olisi, or go on my website, www.adidijaolisi.com. That's for my blogging. You can read some AI articles and some stuff that I have on there. If you want to go like on my company, just go scopnatinc.com and you will see like an appointment. If you want to book appointment with me, it's free. I don't charge, and yeah, I can just help or coach you in getting your dreams or your career started. Yeah, that's
thank you very much, DJ. It's been a very interesting topic today, and I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. So on this note, this is where we're gonna draw a curtain today. This episode is powered by Peppermint. So next week, guys, please come form for me. Let's work together, and I will see you next week, and God bless you.
Thank you.
The grass is greener on the other side. That's what I thought before I took the ride. I burned my bridges so I'd never look back. But if I had known the life I was searching for was looking me right in the eye, oh. If I had known the life I was searching for was already my own. I'm not afraid.
Radio Africa.
I want to have it all. Still they find my resolve. Now God they bless me all the way. 12 years I'm still on top. And my cup run it over. I get this ass over. Oh, ass over. My baby with a hola. Holy sign. Fast forward, no rewind. We going high. With family for my side. Yeah.